Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station? Or is there anybody else at home who will be interested in helping us with the survey? This is about the upcoming elections.
I'll be able to do the survey with you. What was the question?
Okay, thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
Do we watch those or interact with them?
If someone works in it.
No.
Thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Good.
Thank you. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
African American.
Okay, thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm sorry. You said, what about the elections?
What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely going to be voting.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 45.
Thank you very much. And 45, you said?
47.
Oh, 7. Thank you. Now, would you say that the upcoming elections or 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Important.
And do you think that they are somewhat more important or much more important than previous elections?
Much more important.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election? If you can, in a few words.
Because every vote matters.
Every vote matters. Thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Oh, I'm Democratic.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I approve.
Is that somewhat or strongly?
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat. Thank you very much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two out of the list. And we have a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education and opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, or cuts to the social safety net like Social Security?
Inflation, rising costs.
Inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And the
it was another one. Yeah, it was another one you had said.
Do you remember what it was about?
Something about the community.
A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community?
No.
It was another one. Okay, then we have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
No.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Yeah, that's one.
Okay, thank you. So you said stagnant wages and rising costs and the mm-hmm. Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one we have is Republicans in Congress.
In the middle, 50%.
50, thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
What was it again?
Cornel West.
50%.
How much? 50?
Yeah, 50.
50.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
75.
Then we have Project 2025.
75.
Kamala Harris. 85. Donald Trump.
20.
Then we have Democrats in Congress.
50.
Is that again 50?
Yes.
Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
What was the last one?
J.D. Vance.
J.D.
J.D. Vance. J as in John, D as in... Daniel.
I don't know.
For this one, just let me remind you, 0 is very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100 means very
warm. Well, I'm going to say 0 because, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So how much would it be?
0.
0. Thank you. And then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
0, because I don't know these
people. That's fine. We also have the no opinion or never heard of options. I don't know if you would like to change the last two.
Yeah, you change them to never heard of.
Okay, for J.D. Vance, it's never heard of?
Yes.
And for Hakeem Jeffries, no opinion or never heard of?
Yep.
Which one?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. Now, we still know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know. Hello?
Undecided. Undecided.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. And what do you need to hear more of from the candidates in order to make a choice? If you can, in a few words as well.
More so about helping the community.
Helping the community. Thank you very much. And do you have a specific example that you would like to add?
If we could help with the inflation of the rising cost of everything. Right.
Rising cost. Thank you very much. Now, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No.
And would you have some options in here, or would it be only a little or nothing at all?
I'm sorry.
Yes?
If you could repeat the quote, Peter.
Oh, yes. Have you seen... Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No.
And would that be only a little or nothing at all?
Only a little, very little.
Okay, thank you. Now, and has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? From the little that you've heard?
Less favorable.
And is that somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
It's just a number of things.
it's just what? I'm sorry?
It's a number of things. He promotes hatred. I don't like. He's not for equality. That's why I say it's a few things why I don't want to vote for him.
Okay.
Yeah. He look at foreigners as a disgrace. We all are American people regardless where we come from. So that's my Demi's take on him.
Thank you very much.
He's hostile. He promotes violence. It's nothing peaceful about him. So that, with that being said, that's all I have to say about him.
Thank you very much. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I just want to pause and thank you very much for your patience. This is the last section. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote to support her for president. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, what kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just get by, but get ahead, to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about our own body. The freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care, and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about.
I strongly agree.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being not at all convincing and 10 very convincing, reason to vote for her?
Yeah, very interesting.
Thank you. Then we have the politics as usual is in working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old, same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have the chance for that. Harris would make history as our first black woman president, but more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old politicians' fights and division. If we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's change.
Tina.
Thank you very much. Then we have the second to last. Housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth. And Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable house a top priority. Thank you. And the last of this section is both Kamala Harris' parents are active in the civil rights movement, and they instill her a commitment to fight the rights for all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As attorney general of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. As a senator, Harris was champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you one last time. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. And let me ask you one last time. And now that we've talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Now, just these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Is it very often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive most information? Is it TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter or X or other?
Oh, I get all my information from Google. I come from my Google feed.
Okay. So, how should I record your answer?
The news.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I get it from, right. You know how NBC, CBN, CBC, CBN, those little politic channels? Yeah, I get those posts. To my Google feed, and I just read.
So for this one, would you have the option?
It's not through social media. So
okay.
You could just put other and say Google.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Barbara, why didn't you tell me? Excuse me.
Yes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Half.
About half? Or less than... Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
A little bit of rural.
Rural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, I thank you so much for your time and repeat those questions for me. Have a great day as well.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.